it's too sad for me. I told my sister, I said, I don't want them to sing no songs at Huffield, and that's too sad for me. Mm-hmm. And you know a thing like that, though, I reckon you ought to feel that way, but when you lose your people like that, what you think, well, and all, it really hurts you to go back to church, especially when they go to, you sit up and listen to them preach, but when they go to singing them sad songs, that hits you pretty hard, you know that?
Yeah. Say if two people become members of a church, you say they, what the church, they?
Members of the church?
When they become members, you say they?
I don't hardly know.
Well, if I
you say they join the church, yeah.
And what other names are there for the devil?
Other name for the devil?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe they call him Satan, don't they?
Mm-hmm. What would you tell children was going to come get him if they didn't behave?
The devil's going to get you if you don't behave yourself.
Okay. And.
But some of them today ain't scared of the devil, you know that?
Yeah. Say if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in some time, what might you say when you see him? You'd say, I'm what to see you?
I'm glad to see you.
What about I'm proud to see you?
Yeah, I'm proud to see either one, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you might tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's not really cold outside.
But it's chilly outside.
Okay.
I tell the old lady that sometimes, you know, we get ready to go somewhere, so you better put your sweater on because it's chilly on the outside this morning.
Mm-hmm. And do you know anyone with the last name Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would you call a married woman with that last name? She'd be?
She'd be Mrs. Cooper.
Okay.
And if she was Dame Cooper and singer, she'd be Miss Cooper.
Mm-hmm. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
What relation?
My mother's sister.
She'd be your aunt. Okay. Your mother's sister would be your aunt.
And the highest rank in the army?
Well, I think they call some of them sergeants, don't they?
Uh-huh.
And some of them generals, and some of them captains. Uh-huh. Now, my boy, he was in El Paso, Texas, and just good luck, and by me praying for him, good Lord, you know, that's when there's a fight in Korea. Well, the war just ended in Korea when they drafted him, and it sent him to El Paso, Texas. Well, he was lucky. He was a captain down here. He was a Greek from Florida. He sure was a nice man. I met him when I was over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he made my boys, I believe they call it instructor, train them boys on them high-powered guns, you know, them guns they have on them truck, go out in the field, they shoot bullets about that long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was on that instructor. Well, just a little while before he left from there, they made him sergeant. Just a month or two before he left, and they wanted him to stay, but his wife, she raised sand to get back to Baton Rouge, so he come on back here. And I told that man that even when he left, we went out to the place where he's at, and I met him. See, maybe he come to the car, and see, made him clean it, and they was coming in with them big guns in. He took me around, showed them to him, and showed me where the boys slept and that and everything, and I told him, I said, well, I only have one boy. I said, you take good care of my boy. And he said, you don't need to worry, so he'll take care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And Buddy, my boy, he went back over there to see him since he come here after this little boy was born, carried him back over there and showed him to him. Mm-hmm. He'd retired now from the service.
Mm-hmm.
And my boy, he'd been at co-pilot night ever since he come out. He'd been there about 14 years. He's operated down here at the co-pilot night. That's where they make rubber between here and Baton Rouge on the other side of Scotland.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know the man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah.
What was his?
Oh.
He was a